welcome.
Just make something up. That's your specialty, isn't it?
Welcome to CBD. Am I allowed to say nigga? Okay. This nigga is wild. Enjoy.
It's your boy PookiePeak713, host of Chill by Topic Discussion CBD. And I am rolling up these bleezes, got this coffee going, I'm gonna line up these stories, and I'm gonna bring it to you like I normally bring it to you. P-double-O, CBD, peace.
CBD, the greatest podcast I know of. Get with it. Fuck them other niggas.
And fuck them niggas. Fuck them niggas. Fuck my niggas. What?
Bitch, I'm down with no limit. I ride for the cause. I'm the nigga on the tank with the big fucking balls. And if anybody fuck with Snoop Doggy Dog, I'ma make his niggas put his name on the wall. And everywhere I go, I got Mr. Magic, yeah. Because I know that nigga don't care. He'll have that red shit pouring out your hell, nigga. Any fucking time, nigga. Any fucking world. Make him bleed is the motto that I live by. If you fuck with me, it's a must you die. Them niggas might can run, but them niggas can't hide. It's like shooting yourself. It's a suicide. KLC got to be hitting hard like Burt. Niggas in the know ya, know him as Big Hurt. Just like Soda Slim, he'll put you in the dirt and have your picture on front of a t-shirt. And when I make moves, I got 100 niggas with me, just in case a nigga out there trying to get me. All my niggas is down to squeeze a trigger. That's why I'm down for my motherfucking niggas.
I got my buddy in this motherfucker. Leave a nigga bloody in this motherfucker. We in the cutty, motherfucker. You done too much. You got it coming, motherfucker. Some of these niggas is bitches, too. And some.
Hello, motherfucker.
Hey, it's Tina from Tina and Doe Show. And if you like to spend your time with dope, relaxing music and killer content, all smoke, no edible, you had better be tuning in to PookiePeak713. I do.
Just make something up. That's your specialty, isn't it?
Chill by Top of Discussion Podcast, PookiePeak713. I'm your host. Pretty much a certified, what they want to call a professional rookie. You know what I'm saying? I'm new to podcasting, but I ain't new to this. What it do? Getting diving right the fuck in. We are going to touch on some shit. First of all, the NBA is back in and in full swing, I guess you could say. Getting ready for the playoffs and this, that, and the other. Golden State has had one of the worst seasons since they, you know, put their little big three together. Which was natural. It wasn't no, you know, process like LeBron. But anyway, Draymond been doing some hosting duties with Sir Charles, you know what I'm saying, Charles Barkley. But anyway, J-Ron fucked around the other day and was talking about Devin Booker and was saying Devin needs to leave Phoenix Suns and go to a better team. you know, we can get all the glitz, the glam, the smoke, you know, actually probably win a championship instead of like one of those, staying on one of those rebuild teams. NBA don't like that shit. NBA did not take kindly to those comments and actually fined Draymond Green $50,000 for that particular comment. So apparently, you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to say insider trading, but it's like swaying, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like you're openly suggesting that he move around, you know what I'm saying? And you're an active NBA player. You can't really do that. Okay, moving on. UTMB Health Systems, here in Texas anyway, they're like a big major health system, you know what I'm saying? I guess they would be Memorial Hermann's rival or something to that effect. But anyway, they are actually laying off 200 workers due to an over $200 million shortage. I want to say like 230-something million. I just wasn't clear on the actual number when I caught the story, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to say over 200 million just to be somewhat accurate. But anyway, moving on. If you really look at the numbers on that shit, that's pretty fucking staggering, bro. So what you fucking telling me is, out of these 200 goddamn people, each one of these workers is worth like $1 million or something per motherfucking year, per 5-year block. I don't know. But basically what you're saying is you're laying out 200 people because you're $200-something million worth of shortage. Now I guarantee you, if you check them people's salary on the year, depending on what level of the game they in and what their particular job status is, title and all that fly shit, them people ain't making but between $15,000-$20,000 to $100,000-$120,000 a year, depending on where they at. So with that being said, that shit don't add up. Moving on, y'all president, because he ain't mine, that boy Donald Trump say he done signed an executive order and shit. That motherfucker basically, like, in the next 45 days, TikTok either got to become American or it's going to be banned here in America. So the first company that jumped up and was like, hey, man, I take that shit, was Microsoft. We know Gates got the money, bro. Microsoft was like, well, fuck with it. And I really think it's more of a power move just to say, man, fuck you. We can do shit that you can't. I'm just saying in terms of Microsoft. But now, recently, Twitter has gotten into the fray. Twitter wants to buy TikTok as well. And they're not the only major company. That was just the main two that stick out. Let's see, moving on. I also heard that there are talks that y'all boy, because the nigga was my boy, man, but you know, after Donda passed, man, that boy really kind of got on one. But yay, man, boy, yay. Yeezy, man. Boy, Yeezy is going to fuck around and go to jail, bro. He is now possibly being investigated for electoral fraud. All that, he trying to run for presidents and snatch vote and all that shit, bro. They about to investigate that shit. I guess some more political type shit. A young Anglo-American teen in Georgia actually snapped a photo of her overcrowded ass high school hallways, which prompted her to be suspended, which was really fucked up because all she was doing was just doing teen journalism, exposing you hoes. Y'all really shouldn't have them kids wall to wall like that, knowing what's going on in the country. But anyway, now the young lady is receiving death threats of all fucking things. So it's like, you know, you try to do the right thing, but your own, I'm sure it's her people now, because we personally, you know how we feel. When I say we, I mean I'm speaking to black people. If you're Anglo-American and you listen to this, I have no problem with you supporting and listening to this, but I do want you to know that some of your people, not you, but some of your people, your skin color people, don't like some of your people. See, it's one thing for them not to like us, but they really don't like the us that support the us. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really like y'all that support the us. But yeah, P-double-O, Pookie P713. Watch your ass out here in these streets, man. Peace.
Switch.
These kids watch too many horror flicks.
CBD, Pookie P713, back up in this thing. Let's touch on some entertainment type shit. Your boy, Boosie bad ass. Which, you know what? I like Boosie. I really like a lot of these celebrities, but it's like the more you hang out on social media, the more you do these interviews with these publications and shit, you really start to kind of see, I ain't gonna say y'all ain't smart, but you really start to see that maybe people's moral values, just because a nigga make a rap song or sing a song and you vibing with that, a lot of the time somebody else with good sense wrote that shit. This motherfucker just performed. I want y'all to take that into consideration. Stop following these motherfuckers and trying to do everything these niggas do, because just because a motherfucker made it somewhere don't mean he mentally rap type. Like that whole Tory Lanez shit and Megan Thee Stallion shit. Say, bro, just because you made it don't mean you mentally rap type, though. You may be one of the most insecure-ass niggas in the world. You got to be an insecure-ass nigga to shoot a chick in the leg, dog. You just fucking stupid. Anyway, let me get back to Boosie. I'm sipping coffee, smoking weed. Y'all know me. Boosie basically says that Nicki Minaj dissed the ghetto by doing a track with 6ix9ine or some shit, or whatever the fuck she said on the track, whatever the fuck. Let me explain some shit. First of all, the term ghetto, you ain't diss the ghetto, because the ghetto don't give a fuck, first of all. Let's say that. And if the ghetto give a fuck, the ghetto need to get some business, and the ghetto need to get up off their ass and go do something different or better. Nobody really gives a fuck at this point, you know what I'm saying? People got their own personal struggle, trying to live, trying to survive. I don't give a fuck who she make a song with. That motherfucker ain't offend no ghetto, because technically, ain't no more ghettos. What we got is projects, niggas, and hoods, nigga. Ain't no more fucking ghettos. That was some shit, nigga, in the fucking 60s and 70s. The ghettos is gone, nigga. What we got is projects and hoods and a bunch of nappy-head-ass niggas that need to get them some business and quit leaving, quit fucking with folks' shit and sit they motherfucking ass down. Nigga, let me explain something. You said, dope, I support you. Not 100%, but I'm 90% with you. Motherfucker, you out here robbing, stealing, and jacking? Fuck you. And that brings me, let me finish up this entertainment shit so I can switch gears. Rick Ross is basically, he has a song that 50 Cent wants to use in his Black Mafia Family movie shit or whatever project he working on. So Ross is like, I ain't really tripping about you using my shit, but here go the catch up. Help me promote these wings, bro. So, you know, Rick Ross is a franchisee in Wingstop. He has a few of them, I want to say at least 7, something to that effect. But anyway, you know, the boy got the lemon pepper wing, but I ain't gonna say that he is, but it's Wingstop wings. But anyway, he wants to make sure that his wings get promoted and whatever they got going on, and if that can go down, he'll let 50 use the song. So it's funny how niggas go from beefing and then needing to show up in court over this, that, and the other, to now, nigga, you can use my song as long as you promote my wings. So I just want to say, motherfucking money make people do some ill-ass shit. Money will make you flip on your parents. Money will make you flip on your brother, your sister, your whatever, nigga. Money makes something go ill, you know what I'm saying? So I was thinking about this term the other day, when a motherfucker be on some, people do something strange for a little piece of change. And I started thinking, they be trying to apply that shit to females, but what is really strange, right? Hold on. What is really strange for a little piece of change, though? What is really strange about it, actually? If a female is performing a sexual act, that ain't really strange. That's like beginning the time. That's how we out here. So that ain't strange. You know what I'm saying? Dancing for money, sexual acts, prostitute, whatever, that ain't strange for a piece of change. That's really fucking pretty normal. So my ass started thinking, where could a term like do something strange for a little piece of change come from? I started thinking 1970s, 1980s, San Francisco Bay Area, with the whole little pop off with the whole, you know, other side shit. I don't want to use the term. I'm going to use the term gay, right? All right. With that being said, I feel like if you down bad, or not down bad, you see Ross ain't down bad, and he quickly said, hey, bro, we can squash all the beef as long as you promote my wings. You can use my shit. That's just strange for a little piece of change now. Now, with that being said, I was like, strange for a little piece of change, that's male behavior. Strange for a little piece of change. I'll backpedal on nigga want no knock your head off and you sex tapes and all this fly ass shit, I will backpedal on all this shit as long as you help me promote my business and make my money on this shit. And so I started thinking, that's some male shit. Strange for a little piece of change, bro. Males do strange shit for a little piece of change, bro. For real. But anyway, speaking on the crime rate, it's the summertime, it's fucking hot outside, crime rate has shot the fuck up. I bullshit you not. A couple days ago, I mean, you're gonna find very little news coverage on this shit. A couple days ago, some guy, could have been a female, I don't know, man. I think we got a serial shooter. I don't want to say he's a serial killer. He or she is a serial killer now. But approximately, and I'm timelining this shit, okay? I'm timelining this shit so I ain't got to hop around. Okay. So about 2 months ago, they found a dead body shot laying on a street over here in my neighborhood. I don't want to name the street, but it was over here in my neighborhood. Okay. Approximately 2 blocks. All right. Keep in mind, 2 blocks. 2 blocks is going to reoccur in a second. Okay. Fast forward 2 months later, a month later, 2 months later, whatever the fuck. Other day, somebody broke out shooting around a liquor store. And 2 people end up shot out of that same incident, right? 1 person got rushed to the hospital from that scene, died. Another lady who ended up catching the shot around this time was in her vehicle or got to her vehicle and drove down the street, drove down my street in particular, crashed into a tree from loss of blood, I would assume. They took her to the hospital. Both of those individuals died, okay? Now, all this happened in a 2-block radius, okay? Within the same 2 blocks, mind you, I'm not trying to say the same person did this shit. But within the same 2 blocks, approximately 4 hours later, catty corner, opposite street from where the police had been posted up at for at least 4 hours. Shortly after that crime scene clears, there is another shooting, catty corner, opposite street, less than a mile, not even 2 blocks. You know what I'm saying? But approximately within the 2-block radius. 2 blocks. Okay. Guy's outside changing his tire. Motherfucker drives by, shoots the dude. Bam. Guy died. And there's one more death. Details are foggy right now, so I don't want to misspeed it. But there are a total of 5 deaths in the run of about a month, month and a half, no more than 2 months, in the 2-block radius. All shootings. All unsolved. No links. No nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you're not trying to live your life in fear, but feel like it's a fucking serial killer on the loose out here in my neighborhood. So I've been kind of maneuvering a whole lot fucking different. You know what I mean? Not to mention, the motherfucker actually broke in my car the other night and took my stash cash. So neighborhood is hot. If P-double-O go to jail, let this be an account that it's crime in my neighborhood. And we're going to strike back if your bitch ass get fucking around over here. So, just letting it be known. Y'all need to catch that nigga that's around here randomly ass shooting. And whoever the fuck that was that brought your ass up in my yard, let me catch you in my motherfucking yard. Watch what happens. Okay. Y'all motherfucking president is stupid as fuck. I'm just now reading this shit. This motherfucker said. Ooh, that shit good. Hold on. Okay, let me get my shit back together. This motherfucker actually said that he believes World War II ended due to the 1918 Spanish flu. Okay, now let me tell you where this shit gets funny at. Okay. World War II did not even start until 1939. So how could a flu pandemic in 1918 be related to something that started? See, this motherfucker is stupid. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't want to alarm nobody, but I just ran across a study that says no matter what the vaccinations and all of this shit that we can possibly come up with, there is a possibility that the coronavirus will never go away. So this will forever be a lingering issue. Even when we do get this shit under control, there'll still be a possibility this shit will be popping up and kind of knocking people off. So that's pretty fucking scary to even think about the fact that you're living in some horror movie type shit right now. It's fucking crazy. Anyway, let me wrap this shit up, man, so I can let y'all get back to living y'all lives, staying safe and healthy. Tyrese, the single Tyrese, y'all remember Tyrese? Back in the gap, Tyrese had kind of fucked up and ran his mouth when Drake got that deal. So I'm going to go ahead and let this one be the one that brings Tyrese out the dark and back on my radar as far as being an A1 ad nigga. Tyrese basically came out and said that R. Kelly, Robert Kelly, is in his top five. And that's the motherfucking truth, bro. R. Kelly may be number one on the list above everybody, bro. You got it. R. Kelly is super talented. Y'all going to have to learn how to separate that shit that he going through right now with the shit that he put down. Because if y'all gonna set up and give Michael Jackson a free pass, and he was in court living with the shit, still putting out music, they come fucking with Kelly at the end of his career, bro. This some bullshit. Anyway, moving on, because that's what I do. I move the fuck on. 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather been beefing. They stay beefing. Niggas back on that bullshit. They wanna fight each other. They talking shit. Nigga, why you hanging around me and why you dick riding me and all this shit? Man, look here, man. Y'all niggas grown. Y'all niggas stupid. Okay. Snoop Doggy Dogg. Which I was a little high at Snoop for a second. I think the reason why, because before I actually found out about the list, what was actually on the list, the thing had came out basically saying that he was on some, you know, fuck Eminem kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, he basically like, it wouldn't have been Eminem without Dre, you know. Dre basically could have made an Eminem out of anybody type deal. But anyway, I got that part of the article before I actually realized the top 10 list. Now, the only amendment, only thing I got against this list is Snoop actually did not put Curtis Blow on this list. Which kind of shocked the shit out of me, seeing to the fact that you used his line in one of your most popular songs with Tupac, America Most Wanted, which was I Keep My Hand on My Gun because they got me on the run, and then y'all know what it is. But anyway, here's the list, here's the rundown. Simply because that nigga did Lottie Dottie, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he put Slick Rick on the list, but Slick Rick does deserve to be. Slick Rick is a dope lyricist, has always been. Ice Cube was on there, deservedly. LL Cool J is on there, by right. KRS-One's on there. Chris, what's up? Rakim is on there, by right. Actually holding up two slots is actually Run DMC. Both MCs from Run DMC made the list, and rightfully so. Big Daddy Kane made the list. I'm not tripping on Big Daddy Kane, but I would have, if it would have been my list based off of Snoop's list, if we was going with the old school greats, I would have swapped Big Daddy Kane out for Curtis Blow. Big Daddy Kane got hella swag and was dope on the mic, don't get me wrong, but lyrically and, you know, being like one of those second, third about the gate, Curtis Blow had that shit. Too Short made the list, of fucking course. Ice-T made the list. You know what? Depending on what era you grew up in, it just kind of, Ice-T may or may not make your list. Like, if you was, depending on the cutoff, like, if you was, like, I was born in the 80s, you know, I was born in 1980, as a motherfucker, matter of fact. So, like, 80 on up, you feel T. You know what I'm saying? You was around when the Colors era was around and that kind of shit. But, like, I say 85 on out, niggas ain't vibing with Ice-T. They know Ice-T for fucking acting, you know, playing a cop. They don't know Ice-T for being a cop killer. You see what I'm saying? So that's just two different correlations. But since he did go with a classic list, it's perfect. It's perfect besides Curtis Blow. And like I say, I would have swapped out maybe Big Daddy Kane or something to that effect. And I mean, your list probably could have been more of a top 15. I'm rambling like a motherfucker. But the list could have been the top 15 because you start going old school. You got to bring fucking Eric Sermon and Parrish in to die. EPMD is fucking lyricist, you know what I'm saying? Biz Markie has some of the, well, three of the biggest timeless hits to this day. So, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. But anyway, P-double-O, Chill By Type of Discussion Podcast. That's what we do. We bring it up. We talk about it. We keep it moving. Peace.
Hello, motherfucker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show, Pookie P713. We'll catch you on the flip side. Remember, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that fly ass shit. We everywhere, I'm everywhere. Google Pookie P713. Chill By Type of Discussion Podcast. You will find it. Trust me. Google fucks it up strongly. Appreciate you. Google Spotify. Find us on Spotify, all that good shit. Until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, peace. Take it easy. Chill By Type of Discussion. Pookie P713.
Swing like, and Jim, you better sit to go back in the world.